USA News, I'm Dave Collins. A tornado outbreak is underway in the Midwest. There are reports of perhaps hundreds of injuries and widespread damage after a tornado ripped through central Arkansas and Little Rock, where this man felt nature's fury.
You know, they say tornado sounds like a train coming, so that's what I heard. I kind of looked out the window, saw kind of like a swirling motion of the winds and everything, so by then I was like, okay, it's kind of here.
There was a confirmed tornado in western Iowa as well. There are also tornado warnings out for the Midwest. New York Governor Hochul is offering to send the National Guard for former President Trump's indictment in Manhattan next week. Demonstrations near Trump Tower and Manhattan Criminal Court remain relatively small, but the NYPD expects crowds to grow larger as Tuesday gets closer.
It's what the NYPD does is allow people to protest. Whether you're pro-Trump, anti-Trump, you will be given that freedom to protest peacefully.
Former NYPD Chief of Department Terry Monahan says the department has asked officers of every rank to be in uniform and ready to respond. The White House isn't going to pay for their staffers' Twitter verification. CEO Elon Musk's new policy begins tomorrow, April 1st, will require verified users to purchase Twitter Blue to keep their blue check. The Biden administration's Director of Digital Strategy said in an email that staff will need to use their personal funds if they want to purchase Twitter Blue for their personal accounts. Women's track and field is taking a stand.
With everyone talking about transgender rights, the controversy over athletic competition is now being defended, starting with women's track and field.
The World Athletics Council has today taken the decisive action to protect the female category by restricting the participation of transgender and DSD athletes.
That's Corey Myers reporting this afternoon. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Pope Francis is expected to leave the hospital on Saturday. The Vatican said the 86-year-old Pope is expected to be discharged tomorrow after he was taken to the hospital on Wednesday for treatment of respiratory infection. A Vatican spokesperson said Francis will participate in a Palm Sunday Mass at St. Peter's Square. Paralympic champion Oscar Pistorius is being denied parole a decade after being convicted of murdering his girlfriend. The South African athlete, known as Blade Runner because of the running blades he used for prosthetic legs, was given a 13-year prison sentence in 2016. Pistorius told the court he thought his girlfriend was an intruder when he shot her several times. Banga gets bank. Skip Kelly explains.
President Biden nominated Ajay Banga last month to lead the anti-poverty lender, and no other countries publicly proposed any candidates by Wednesday's deadline. The 63-year-old Banga spent most of the past month visiting creditor and borrower nations to build support for his nomination. The World Bank lends about $100 billion every year.
A jury has determined Gwyneth Paltrow was not at fault for crashing into a man on a ski slope in 2016. Utah retiree Terry Sanderson filed a lawsuit against Paltrow for $300,000 claiming she skied into him, left him with four broken ribs and a serious head injury. Paltrow countersued for court costs and a symbolic $1. Dave Collins, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.